Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kennedy Frierson, who is the Chief Operating Officer with the Dixie Group. Kennedy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you about a new brand that you're rolling out in the contract market. We'll get to that in a minute. First, let's just catch up with the latest news. You just recently have announced that you are intending to buy Robertex, which most people know is a niche wool carpet mill that plays in the upper end of the residential market, right?
That is correct. We're set to close the first day or two of July, and hopefully that will occur. Robertex is based in Calhoun, Georgia. They're a very, very good reputation in terms of a wool manufacturer, both tufted, and then several years ago they purchased probably the preeminent brand in the custom wool broadloom market, Carousel Carpets, moved that from California to their facility in Calhoun. So we're very excited about the opportunity to purchase both Robertex and Carousel for our wool business.
Well, most people have been watching as you have grown your wool business, and some people are guessing that you're one or two in the residential wool business now.
Well, we're certainly moving in that direction, and this acquisition certainly helps in that market. We certainly think we're reaching that upper tier of the larger companies in the wool market. We have been very fortunate to be able to grow our wool business fairly well over the past 5 years. We launched our wool products in Maslin and Fabrica in late 2007, early 2008. We really feel one of our key advantages is our sales force that we've been able to go to market with. And we feel like the combination of the operations and some of the innovation, the product innovation that Robertex has displayed in the past, that combination with our sales and marketing strength and our sales forces will really give us an opportunity to make this a synergistic acquisition and be good for all parties involved.
Two quick questions about that is, what happens to Bob Rothman?
We are signing a five-year contract with Bob to continue working with us. We certainly think Robertex is a much stronger business with Bob than without him, and hopefully it will go beyond the 5 years. But at this point, he signed a five-year contract to continue to work with us and continue to do some of the things he has in the past in terms of product innovation.
Second question is, does this make a statement about the affluent market? Are you seeing a trend toward more business on the upper end of the market?
We would say that we do think the upper end part of the market has rebounded more strongly than the rest of the market. We've tried and unfortunately failed to really get a feel for the wool market in specific as to the rate of growth or how well it's performing overall. That part of the market, there's so many smaller players and data is very difficult to get. But we do feel the upper end part of the market, and that's where wool really plays, is a little bit healthier than the overall market and has rebounded more quickly. And so we continue to have confidence in that part of the market where most of our company is positioned.
All right, so you went to Chicago and you had kind of a private showing of this new brand called Avant, the new contract brand within the Dixie Group. Real quickly, I think most people would understand that you already have a very well-established brand in the contract market with Maslin Contract, and this brand has a totally separate sales force and a completely separate product line, right?
That's correct, Kemp. This is a completely new brand from the ground up. We really see this as a boutique line of modular offerings. We will have some broadloom offerings that will be inspired by modular patterns. What we saw is we really felt there was a market opportunity when we made the decision to launch this brand. Initially, we felt that with some of the flux and changes that had occurred in the market, the exit of Blue Ridge, Monterey had been really absorbed into Tandis, Millikan had purchased Constantine and absorbed that brand. We felt there was a real opportunity for a brand such as this, a boutique line that really spoke to designers. And so we went about trying to determine how we could launch a brand such as this, bring it to market successfully. That was really the genesis of what we wanted to accomplish. The market focus, really the mid to upper end specified office market. One of the things we've done differently here, as the market has changed, there has emerged a lot of high quality representation through multi-line agencies. With the rise of hard surface in the commercial market, there's a lot of excellent professional salespeople who've realized they can maximize their opportunity by selling not only carpet but multiple surfaces and do better than they can just dedicated to one carpet line. And so partnering with some excellent representation in markets around the country, taking advantage of really the high-quality representation that these people represent.
All right, one of the things that I do know is that you've tapped Dave Caples to help you with this. He's told me a little bit about it. This is going to be kind of a brand with an attitude, right? It's going to be bold, confident, make a statement, right?
Absolutely. I think you've said that better than I can. Kemp, because we are a little bit smaller, we do plan to be a little bit edgier, a little bit bolder. Our focus is to be more fashion forward, to take more chances, to be a leader in color, texture, pattern. Really to introduce innovation. We want to stimulate the senses, stimulate the emotion through the use of pattern, color, texture, using sight and touch to really evoke some of these sensibilities. Other mills may make sense for them to wait a little bit to introduce some of these aspects until they're more widely accepted in the marketplace. We want to be on that leading edge with this brand, really take a lot of chances, introduce innovation, and really be on that leading edge of fashion.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand there's going to be a tie-in, kind of an artisan tie-in with some true craftsmen, some glass blowers, some sculptors. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Right. Every product that we're introducing in conjunction with an artisan. And as you indicated, there's musicians, painters, potters, photographers, a tattoo artist, glass blowers, a number of different artisans that we're finding around the country. And what we're doing tying in there, they're allowing us to use their images, to use their talents and their work in our materials that we're taking to market in conjunction with the product. And at the same time, we're trying to support them, help them get broader audience for their talents to be able to help them sell and market themselves a little bit more effectively. And if you look, there's sort of a tie-in between the brand, the representation, and the artisans. All of these are very entrepreneurial in nature. The brand being a boutique line, being, you know, one that takes more chances, the representation that we have in the market, these are all professional entrepreneurs. They're building their own business as an agency. They're not an employee of a company. And then these artisans, not only do they have a talent, but to be able to succeed in really being able to maximize that talent and express that talent effectively, they have to do a better job of marketing and selling themselves and really becoming an entrepreneur to be able to make a living through the talent that they have.
Okay, so Dixie will be out here with two brands. You'll have somewhat, I guess your Brooks Brothers brand is what some people would call your Maslin contract brand, and then you'll have your edgy, younger, bolder type of brand with Avant. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. And I will say we're very excited about the direction of our Maslin contract since we've had some changes in our management, the direction and the growth and everything that's occurring there with the energy there, we're very excited about. We're getting success there, but Avant contract, it's really speaking and resonating more with a different group of designers. It's going to market somewhat differently. And we think both of these brands offer us great opportunity to grow Dixie's overall commercial business. And you know, our hope and our expectation is that both of these are very successful in growing in its own particular market space.
So somebody listens to this and they want to see some products. I did start out and talking about the fact you do have a few that have been laid up because you had them in a private showing in Chicago. Do you have a website yet, or where can people see more information about this?
The website is www.avantcontract.com. That's A-V-A-N-T contract.com. We have had a soft launch really over the past 60 to 90 days as we start getting new product into the marketplace, and we're getting set really to introduce the brand to the market with a series of launch events that are going to occur at the local level. This brand is really going to be marketed and sold at the local level, and that's where we're going to be focused on getting that message out to the marketplace, and that'll be occurring starting in late July, early August.
Okay, great. Kennedy, well, it's good to catch up with you on this. Again, we've been talking to Kennedy Fireson, who's the Chief Operating Officer at the Dixie Group, about his new Avant brand in the contract market, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.